Esther with John's father. So maybe he found a stronger family because the Valentines just adopted him. I suppose that meant he'd go up to Brigham City on weekends from Ogden and visit and all. And so the whole family knew him, and he became known to us children, at least to me, as Uncle Gil.
So cute.
And there's a heading back here of Independence, Missouri, so I'm looking up each of those missionary entries. The one I read was a little verse he had written, and they say, and Sister Valentine read that at one of our missionary conferences. And so Aunt Grace fell in love with Uncle Rudd, not with Esther. But there wasn't that much age difference from Aunt Grace to Mother. Yeah, there's what, 8 years difference. So anyway, he adopted, or the Valentines adopted him. And for some, I don't know how we had that inspiration, but I remember from my mission call talking to my bishop. I remember talking to the stake president. He had his offices in our building up there, you know, and I remember being interviewed by him. And you were also to be interviewed by a general authority. And I would suppose, although I can't even remember who the President Price, no, I don't know. I requested that I would like to have Elder Lee of the 70 interview me, because his family home was just over on 20.
I thought you said Uncle Dill interviewed you.
And who am I saying now? Is Stillworth.
No.
Same name.
I know, but you said you wanted President Lee or somebody to interview you.
Wrong name, because it was, I wanted him to interview me. And so they must have just said, could I have, would you require, because he came over, and his family home was just in the next block, but they were a whole different stake and ward. And I don't remember ever going in that family home. But, and he also had built a home in Salt Lake but he'd spent much time in Ogden. He'd built a home in Salt Lake with a special elevator on the stairway, because Sister Young became very ill.
His wife?
Bedfast almost, but if she had that elevator, she could go from floor to floor. And he talked to me there. Mother took me, she waited out in the car, as I recall, because I can remember that elevator. And it speaks in here of him making bread, and that's a memory thing, like his house smelled of homemade bread or something. I was interviewed there more than once at Mimi's house, and he was trying to make it work out right. And now they do talk about the missionaries at the end in line. When do you want to be back home to start school so we can juggle when you start? And that wasn't really what they thought of there now.
Really?
Uh-huh. Some of the new directions that came out under the church title. And Anyway, I remember being in that house and seeing that elevator. So he interviewed me more than once. And I'm sure I called him Elder Young. I don't think I called him Uncle Dill, but I don't know. But he went to the point, because by then I am in love with your dad, and I do want to get home about the same time. So it'd be like a matter of, let me interview you again. So it'll be closer, and it could be once at Mother's and once at his house. Who knows for sure? Doesn't matter. No one around to correct me. Still alive for that. So it could have just been once each place, but he did maintain the family home over on 24th and Taylor. And he still was very much family. And so was I, and there was even talk of him marrying us. But when it really got to that point, he said, the only ones I can marry anymore are direct line family. And he said,
since you weren't a bloodline.
I anticipate, because they're trying to lighten our load as general authorities of what we do. And to free us up for our real duties, he said it even could come that they won't let that happen anymore. But he didn't have much posterity. But he was, Uncle Dill. And so when I see things about him, I want to read them. And knowing that it happened while the friendship happened while they're on their mission in Independence, I thought, well, I will check the index, turn to those before I just sit and read. Because I do a lot more reading than I used to. Not more than, well, yeah. I didn't read all that much with your dad. I would sit and watch TV with him.
You used to say, I have the scriptures to read, so I don't need to read anything else.
What?
You used to say that you had the scriptures to read. You needed to spend time in that so you wouldn't read other things.
So, and I still do. I'm not as good as Mimi. She would, oh my goodness, I'm just reading a journal entry like in, if she, what year did you decide she died? Did we decide? Anyway, one of her journals I pulled off the shelf in the bedroom there where you are. And she says, I have, it's not even the end of the year quite yet, or maybe she'd started the new year. But she, in that year's time, well, it wasn't quite that. But she said, in this set period of time, maybe it's a year and half, maybe it's 2 years, but it's nothing I've done even when, since I was a missionary. In this same block of time, she had completed the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, the Pearl of Great Price, and it almost seemed like the New Testament thrown in. But that I'm not sure, but I do remember and Dwayne Crowther having his jaw fall down. I think, yeah. When in our hall down here by the kitchen, she's visiting, baby blessing, I don't know what, but she's saying to me, I have just finished the Old Testament, cover to cover. She said, I can't quote her directly. She said she had finished reading the Old Testament, cover to cover, every word, and I'm never doing it again. She said, there are words there I wish I hadn't
read. I agree with that.
And he was just walking by, and his jaw just fell. Oh, you don't know this woman. Oh. Oh my goodness. I didn't even attempt the New Testament this year, and we were supposed to have. But I, at least every day and sometimes twice a day, because like at night I couldn't remember if I'd read in the morning or not. And I try to read in the morning because often I'm too tired of bedtime. But sometimes I'm too got an appointment or something, don't do it in the morning. I'm not as diligent as Mother was, but I do love the scriptures, and I am almost finishing a novel, because I don't know where it popped
Anne
up
of
from,
Green
but
Gables,
Anne of Green
right?
Gables, and I've been enjoying that. And it really isn't familiar to me, and I think, why isn't it? The title is. And I found a reason, but not really. In Mother's same little journal, she says, we started out, and I don't remember, I've got to go look again, it's whether it's 32 or 33 or 35, 1932. She says, we started the new year outright. It was like a Tuesday or something. We slept in this morning, because it would have, New Year's Day would have been a holiday. We slept in this morning, and then I think it's in the very same entry, a couple of lines. We went, I go pick it up. We went to, and I figure it wasn't a play. We went to Anne of Green Gables, and I thought, That's what I'm reading. But the title was so familiar, but the storyline isn't.
You know your Anne loves that, right?
But I don't think that that's why I named her that, because I'd have put an E on it. Because Anne said you should always say her name with an E on the end.
Even when it was say my name. An E?
There is an E on it.
I know, Anne. But if you said her name with an E
that
on the end, you'd be saying An E.
That was her personality. Oh, and I thought, I just haven't read just for fun. That isn't true. I don't only just read the scriptures anymore. What was it? There's another one. I put it on the desk in there. It reads quick. It's fun. It's worth reading. I've read that one this year. I used to make a list of what I'd read, and then I thought, nobody else cares. If I read something again, it's because I want to, so I'm not writing down what I'm reading. But Mother was so faithful. Mostly she read at night. And I'd say, Mother, but her vision wasn't that good. And I'd say, I'd given her the heavy thing.
Large print. The large print.
It's not in here, but the 3-in-1. I'd given her, she went through several of those. She liked the bigger. The print really isn't bigger. The print, yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. She liked that, and she went through several of those that she's marked up. But she'd read at night, and she'd said, it's harder to see it. And I said, let's just do it in the morning and go sit at the table with the sunlight coming in. And she said, no. She just liked the feeling it gave her to go to sleep with it in her mind. Oh, sweetheart.